Paonia resident Amber Kleinman has been reading through the daily journals of William Beasley, an orchardist and farmer who lived up Stevens Gulch in the first half of the 20th century. Recording selected entries for thealmanac.org and comparing them to current weather and conditions, Kleinman, a small acreage farmer who keeps a journal herself, has gained a new perspective.
I started working on the 1930s, which we knew were like the Dust Bowl era, or some of it. And so when I was reading the journal and kind of comparing it to what we just experienced in 2012, it was just fascinating to know that it was not that unusual, that this has happened before. And it was actually probably worse in 1934 than it was in 2012.
So what you're talking about in 2012 was the incredible drying, particularly in March.
Right.
And the just the drying up of every bit of moisture that we had. And we didn't have that much.
Yeah. The lack of snow, getting rain when you expect to get snow. The same things happened in 1934. Also that it warmed up really early and apricots started to go into flower March 12th. We're in full flower by March 24th in 1934.
Did it change your idea about global climate change at all?
No. I really think that it's, you know, weather's more drastic today than it has been. But because we have records like this, we can look back and realize that things do fluctuate and it's not like it's never happened before.
How have you changed by reading his journals? Do you note things differently, maybe, or note different things?
Yeah, I do, actually. I guess when I enter my journals, I get a little wordy, and I realize that maybe it's more important to, you know, note the temperature, note the weather, what you do, and so when you look back, or when other people look back at what you've written, it's useful. He has different names for different amounts of storms. For instance, like on the lower end of the scale, you have a dab of rain. A little bit more is a skift of rain, which I actually had to look up because my spell check didn't recognize it, but it's actually a real word, skift. It's a light rain.
S-K-I-F-T.
And then there's a splat of rain, which is more than that. And then there's a dandy rain, which is a really good rain as a dandy rain. And then there's the rain like hell, which was like, it's really raining. So I love that he uses these words over and over to note how much rain actually fell. It didn't just rain. There's all different kinds of rain. April 13th, 1934, he says, harrowed and marked alfalfa most of the day, warm like summer, rained a shower before noon, fixed ditches in the hayfield in the p.m., and it rained again, quite a little shower.
A new category, quite a little shower.
Quite a little shower, yeah. Where does that fit in between splat and skift? on April 18th, he harrowed and planted some potatoes, wormed trees, and planted a little corn. It's really early. Like, this is the year I was talking about that started warming up really early. He planted corn, which is, you have to wait until the ground's warm to really start doing that. And then on April 20th, 1934, he says, set water on alfalfa for the first. So he's already started irrigating. Delicious apples about in full bloom.
Reading the journal entries, most of them 3 to 5 lines, you get the feel for a different time.
All the notes about how much people helped him and how he helped other people, I mean, he constantly had people coming over to help him prune, to help him butcher, and then he would go to their house and help them butcher and them prune and haul hay and haul rock. And you can kind of just see life as it was back then, very simple, you know. We wake up in the a.m., this is what we do. It's just this very simple life.
For I See Change at thealmanac.org and KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin, hoping for another skift of rain.